Welcome to the EV Podcast, where today, on this fine Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, we're plugging you into the latest innovations in electric vehicles and the expanding universe of charging station technology. Greetings, electric enthusiasts and those of you with range anxiety. Today, we're diving into some electrifying news that's given the EV industry a real spark, reminiscent of a lemon battery science experiment. Let's start with our friends in Australia, who are moving beyond kangaroos and Vegemite to embrace the future of transportation. The Albanese government is introducing new emission standards for the car industry. It's clear they're committed to our planet's well-being, pushing car manufacturers to step up their electric offerings with the urgency of an energetic senior on a mobility scooter. Yes, Barry, from number 32. We're looking at you. Now brace yourselves. Rivian, the shining beacon of truck electrification, has made a move that's got everyone asking, what's up with Illinois? The Midwest is buzzing with excitement, reminiscent of the days when deep dish pizza was the talk of the town. Rivian, initially setting their sights on Georgia, has made a swift pivot to Illinois. They're accelerating production of the sleek R2 SUV at their Normal factory, which is anything but normal given the circumstances, and have put Georgia on a we'll call you maybe basis. It's like an EV rendition of The Bachelor, with Illinois receiving the final rose, batting its industrial eyelashes with the allure of a mystery incentive package. The Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity is playing it cool, much like that elusive last bar of charge when you're far from a plug. Rivian, with their battery-powered ambition, is talking job creation with the enthusiasm of Oprah sharing her favorite things. It's a, you get a car in Illinois, you get a truckload of jobs, kind of excitement. Let's delve into the R2. While the thought of purchasing an EV might have your wallet on edge, Rivian is targeting a $45,000 price point for their SUV, which is quite the bargain in the EV market. CEO RJ Scaringe suggests this production shift could save them a cool $2.3 billion, akin to finding loose change, if your couch was situated in Jeff Bezos's mansion. Rivian didn't stop with the R2. They've also teased designs for the R3 and R3X, dubbed compact crossovers, though their size suggests otherwise. These models come with single, dual, and tri-motor options, because who doesn't love choices? And when it comes to fast charging, Rivian is promising it with the certainty of a politician's pledge. With both NACS and CCS charging options, they're offering a veritable buffet of charging possibilities. So, what's your take? Is Rivian staging a grand comeback, or is Illinois the ultimate wingman for an EV company? Share your electrifying thoughts and stay charged for our next segment, where we'll continue sparking conversation on all things EV. Remember, don't let your car's range be as underwhelming as decaf coffee on a Monday. Keep zooming, green machines. All right, folks, it's time to grab your popcorn, or perhaps a handful of batteries if you're feeling particularly charged, because we've got some electrifying updates that will energize you more than a triple shot espresso on a Monday morning. Envision this. A team of brilliant minds at the University of Liverpool, donning lab coats and working magic, have discovered a solid electrolyte material that propels lithium ions as if they're on a superhighway of innovation. This breakthrough is monumental. For years, we've relied on liquid electrolytes, which have served us well, but imagine transitioning to a solid that's more stable, safer, and packs a denser energy punch. It's akin to trading an old flip phone for the latest feature-rich smartphone. These Liverpool innovators have created a material that's the Usain Bolt of lithium ion conductors, composed of non-toxic, earth-abundant elements. We're moving away from volatile battery goop to something far more reliable. And the secret weapon? Artificial intelligence. AI has transcended its typical roles to assist in developing materials that were once the stuff of dreams. Solid-state electrolytes, once thought to be as elusive as unicorns, are now within reach, thanks to the University of Liverpool's groundbreaking work. They've shown that a diverse ionic environment can lead to high-performance electrolytes, proving that variety is indeed the spice of life, and battery chemistry. While we can't yet snag an AI-designed solid-state battery from the local store, This advancement is a significant step in the dance of technological progress. Chemists worldwide are now eager to refine and enhance this discovery. A nod to the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, the Leverhulme Trust, and the Faraday Institution for funding this venture into the future of batteries. The Liverpool team didn't stop at theory. They've built a prototype cell to showcase their innovation. It's like not only sharing your vacation photos, but bringing a piece of the beach home with you. So my dear wattage warriors, stay tuned and stay connected. The battery revolution is just beginning, and it's shaping up to be solid. Tesla is parting ways with the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries, FCII, likening it to a bad date they're eager to ghost. The reason? The FCII's reluctance to support tighter emissions standards. It's an unexpected twist in the automotive narrative. As Tesla reverses out of the FCII's driveway, they express concerns about the chamber's potential spread of misinformation to Australian consumers. They plan to bid farewell by the end of fiscal year 2023 to 2024, delivering the classic "It's not me, it's you" line. Following suit, Polestar makes a dramatic exit, unwilling to associate with a campaign that resists emissions reduction. They're calling out the FCII for attempting to stifle the industry's green progress. Meanwhile, Volvo watches with pride as its electric offspring, Polestar, takes a stand. The FCII, feeling the pressure, argues that the government's new vehicle efficiency scheme could make pickups prohibitively expensive. In a surprising twist, Volkswagen, still within the FCII's ranks, openly supports the government's plan, embodying the duality of wanting to be part of both worlds. Toyota, on the other hand, urges a reconsideration of the emissions standards, aligning with the FCII's stance. What does this mean for the future? Are Tesla and Polestar leading a clean, emissions-free exodus? Is the FCII the antagonist in this narrative? Will Toyota and Volkswagen eventually leave the group chat as well? For hot takes and insider gossip, reach out to Zach at teslarati.com or slide into his DMs on X. Your insights keep the electric journey electrifying. What's crackling, volt heads and chargeaholics? Today, we're zipping into the electric avenue to discuss the latest in EVs and the captivating developments at charging stations. Let's head to Tokyo, where rumors suggest Nissan might reshuffle its manufacturing strategy for ultra-compact electric vehicles. Currently, the adorable Sakura model is produced by Mitsubishi Motors, but Nissan may be eyeing a move to bring production to Kyushu, aiming to boost profit margins. While Nissan and Mitsubishi play coy, denying plans, the Sakura has captured a 42% passenger EV market share in Japan in 2023. Despite this success, Nissan is no longer leading the EV race, overtaken by the likes of Tesla and BYD. Over in the Philippines, EVs are celebrated for their low emissions and reduced reliance on fossil fuels. Rivian's R2 SUV is set to challenge Tesla's Model Y in a David versus Goliath showdown, both vying for dominance in the electric market. Despite facing layoffs and production challenges, Rivian is determined to make a splash with the R2 in 2026, amidst economic uncertainties. Stay tuned for more high-voltage stories and electric dreams. Keep your batteries charged and your range anxiety at bay. We've got a long journey ahead. Now let's fasten our seatbelts and tune in as we cruise down Electric Avenue with our sights set on a future filled with more savings and fewer gas guzzlers. Australia's Energy Minister, Chris Bowen, is peddling a new pollution caps proposal, promising significant savings for residents in fuel costs. These aren't just any standards. They're designed to reduce emissions year after year, encouraging a shift towards electric and low-emission vehicles. The opposition, led by Peter Dutton, warns of increased costs for new vehicles, but Chris Bowen counters, highlighting that such price hikes haven't occurred elsewhere. Analysis shows Australian cars consume significantly more fuel than those in other countries, underscoring the need for change. As electric utes and four-wheel drives become more prevalent, the minister assures Australians that they won't be left behind in the transition to efficient vehicles. Adding to the drama, Tesla and Polestar have exited the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries, criticizing its stance on electric vehicles and accusing it of inflating car prices. As we navigate these developments, whether you're in Bunbury, Bellarine, or Sydney, the electric future is drawing closer, and Chris Bowen is determined to ensure Australians aren't left riding a kangaroo. And that concludes today's episode of the EV Podcast. I'm your host, Ainsley Ingram, and I hope you've enjoyed our journey through the latest advancements in electric vehicles and the ever-evolving ecosystem of charging stations. The road to the future is electric, and we're here each week to keep you informed and engaged with the innovations driving us forward. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, rate us if you've enjoyed the content, and share with fellow EV enthusiasts. We love hearing from you, so send us your topic suggestions and questions about the electrifying world of EVs. Join us next time as we continue to explore the exciting developments in electric transportation. Until then, keep charging ahead, stay energized, and embrace the wheel of change. Drive safely and take care.